This is Insurance Marketing with John Carroll, episode 23. Let's rock.
Welcome to Insurance Marketing with John Carroll, your resource for marketing ideas, sales tips, and business strategies that help agents like you survive and thrive. And now your host, John Carroll.
Welcome to Insurance Marketing with John Carroll. I am John Carroll, and you are listening to episode number 23. Hope you're having a great day today. I was actually just thinking about that intro music. I don't know. Is that cheesy? Should I change it? Let me know. Shoot me an email or something. Let me know. I'm starting to get tired of it, but... today's episode is, I think it's going to be kind of fun. Time will tell, be able to tell you in 20 minutes or so. But this is actually going to be the first of two episodes where I'm going to be sharing with you video marketing strategies that insurance agents can implement. So this is stuff like YouTube and, basically just using video for your marketing there in the agency. And like I said, I have a bunch of different ideas. I'm actually going to go through 30 different ideas. I'm going to go through 15 in this episode, and I'll hit up 15 in the next episode. And but before I do that, I just want to explain one thing about video that is the biggest problem. And here's what it is. Most agents, or really any business owners, have this belief that video, anything related to video, has to be like super professional. Oh, if I'm going to do, a video, then I have to hire somebody, or, oh, I can't do a video because I don't have the right equipment, or I don't have the right audio, or any of this kind of stuff. Well, guess what? That is wrong. That is all wrong. Just look at some of the videos on YouTube that get hundreds of thousands of views. You don't need to be super professional. And here's the truth. If you're not super professional, it's better. It's actually better if your video marketing has a little bit of a kind of homegrown feel to it. And the reason is this. Your competition as a local insurance agency, your competition is companies like Geico, Progressive, these companies that they really are spending all this money to have, explosions and mayhem comes flying through the air and all this kind of stuff. And their stuff is highly professional, and that's great. But guess what? If you try to outdo them at that, you're going to fail, because anything but spectacular, it just winds up being crappy. So what you do instead is you just try to be authentic, try to be real. And so the biggest thing about video marketing that is holding agents back is they have this tendency to believe that it has to be amazing, and it doesn't. In fact, when it's real and it looks more like something you filmed on your iPhone, that's when people really relate to it, because everybody does videos with their iPhone and they're used to seeing that kind of stuff on Facebook and YouTube. And so when you do it, instead of you thinking, oh, you're going to look unprofessional, what happens is you look personal. You look personable, what I meant to say. So anyways, let's go through. We're going to go through 15 different ideas. These are things that you could do probably today using video, and you can use your cell phone, you can use your digital camera. I guarantee you there's an easy way that you can do video, and I'm not even going to waste time telling you how to do lighting. I mean, not that I know this stuff all that well, but I mean, don't worry about lighting, don't worry about audio, just try to capture it and make it and throw it out there and start thinking about the next thing. Okay, so here is the number one thing, and it's number one for a reason, because it's awesome. Client testimonials. Client testimonials, especially video testimonials, you cannot get better content that sells your products and services than other people talking about you. And, one of the things, if you listen to this podcast, you probably heard me say this before, but anytime you're using testimonials, if you have the ability to, you want to get a wide variety of people giving testimonials. So for example, if I only have 3 testimonials and it's on my website, I don't want to have 3 white guys that are 45 years old is my testimonials, right? I want to have like an old woman. I want to have a young man, and I want to have a middle-aged, you know, Hispanic woman, whatever. But the key is that people will immediately relate to a testimonial from someone that looks more like them than they will someone that doesn't look like them. And I'm sorry, because maybe I'm destroying your belief that people aren't biased or there's no psychology involved in the world, but it's true. People will relate more to testimonials that are similar to them. And so what that means is two things. Number one, you want to try to get a variety of testimonials, because one person's testimonial will not work for everyone. And then number two, you want to try to show as wide of a variety of testimonials as you can, and if possible, show the testimonials that are closest to the individual as possible, like if you're sending somebody an email or something like that. So that was number one, is use client testimonials. And by the way, one other thing, and then I'm going to jump ahead, is when it comes to testimonials, don't just ask people, oh, why did you buy from us? What you want to do is you want to actually steer them. You want to get them to answer a question that kind of works like this. What is an objection that people have to doing business with you? And then have the person answer that objection. Hopefully that makes sense. So a great testimonial would be something like this. Well, you know, when I first got my quote from these guys, I was a little bit hesitant because it was about the same as what I was paying, and so I kind of didn't really see the value in switching. But what I found is that actually once I switched to these guys, what I realized is that I was paying way too much for all these years because the agency I had before didn't do anything, and so it worked out great. So then that testimonial becomes your response to that objection of, well, why should I change if the price is the same? Does that make sense? All right, moving on. Number two, get a video of the agent mission statement. So this is the like just a personal video of the agent or the business owner who's just saying basically, this is why we have this agency. And I would really keep it short, keep it concise, and as much as possible, I would avoid all this BS stuff like, oh, what we really care is the customers. I mean, find a way to be different and, you know, use personal examples, whatever it is, but just stay away from these buzzwords. It's kind of boring stuff. That was number two. Number three, record a seminar. And really what I'm saying here is, like, let's say if you're already going to present a seminar about financial protection or whatever, have somebody go in there with their phone and record you doing it. You could throw that up on YouTube, and instead of reaching the 60 people that are in the room, you have the potential to reach 600 people. And quite frankly, if it's good, if it's out there and you put it out there, it's there forever. You could reach 600,000 people. You could reach 600 million people. In a millennia, 1,000 years from now, people could still be watching your seminar, and your great, 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 great grandchildren could be selling them insurance. That was number three. Number four is to create personalized videos for your prospects. So if you want to, you know, if you want your quotes to really stand out from the competition, just record a quick little video. Hey, we put your quote together. If you have any questions, give us a call, and we hope you enjoy it. And then, boom, you send it to the people in an email. There's different email services that can do that as well. Number five, create videos for your frequently asked questions. So if you find that people are always asking you the same questions, well, what if you just took 15 minutes to really explain the answer to that question in detail for the video? What you would be doing is, number one, you'd be making it easier every time somebody asks that question because you could just provide them this video. But number two, rather than giving everyone a short and quick answer, you would be able to give everyone that long, extended answer. Now, the key with, if you are going to give a really long answer, is you kind of want to organize it in such a way so that you answer the question, and then as the video goes on, you go into further and further detail. That way, people don't give up and quit. If they just need a short answer, they'll probably get the answer they need in the first minute. But if they want to stick around, they get more information in the next 4 minutes. And then, you know, if they really want detail, that's minutes 4 through 15. That's how you can organize the content with something like that, so that it's most useful for people. Number six is to make sure anything that you do with video, that you're getting the maximum search engine optimization benefits when you post it to YouTube. And really, there's a couple things that I want to tell you about here. One of those things is you want to make sure in the description of your video that you include a link to your website. Now, the only way to do this on YouTube currently, maybe this changes by the time you listen to this, but the way you do this is you literally just type the URL, http://www.insurancelash.com. That will help you with SEO. It also helps anybody who sees your video on YouTube actually go through to your website. The other thing you can do is make sure you add your agency's official name, your address, and your phone number in that description as well, because the more times that Google comes across your agency name, your address, and your phone number, the more it helps you with your local SEO, which is like showing up higher on the maps when people search on their smartphones or on Google Maps or that kind of stuff. So that was number six, is make sure you're getting the most benefit out of your YouTube postings. Number seven, use video to interview other local business owners. You could send two of your producers to another business, or you could go with yourself. All you need is somebody to record it, and then maybe you just ask them a question. Okay, literally, you know, somebody, it could be somebody who's in your office. Just come up with three little questions that you ask. You know, what's your business? Why are you different? And what do you love about our community? And you ask another business owner those three questions, and you record their video, you post it on your Facebook page, you put it on YouTube, and now not only are you helping them, so they're going to want to help you, but you're creating content that's centered around your local area, it's relevant to everybody, this guy's going to love it, and it's repeatable. If you can take that same strategy, and you could do it to every single one of your commercial clients. And you know, if you did one of those per week, you'd have 50 different videos. What happens is somebody might search on Google for that other businesses, for that other business, and they'll find your video on your website or on your YouTube channel, and they might watch that to learn more about that business, and it's actually advertising your agency at the same time. So that was number seven, use video to interview other local business owners. Number eight is to create tutorial screencasts. So, you know, if you have clients who have to go out and set up their own account on your agent, the carrier's website, or they want to pay a bill or any of this kind of stuff, how hard would it be for you to just create a quick little video tutorial and basically just record the process so that you could send people that video? If you did it one time, you would make things easier. So I would do this for things that people are always bothering you about. And I think what you'll find is a lot of, if your clients are bothering you about how to pay a bill on the website, then so is everybody else's. So you could get a lot of people who are searching for and looking for this type of advice. There's a couple different programs you can use. I use QuickTime on my Mac to record screencasts, but you can also use Camtasia. It's kind of like the Rolls, it's the Cadillac of that kind of stuff. But there's another one called Jing, J-I-N-G, that I've used in the past, and that's free, and it works pretty well. So those are a couple. I'll include those in the show notes, which are going to be at insurancesplash.com/23, the number two and the number three. Number nine is to use a website called Fiverr.com. I'll have a link to that in the show notes, again, at insurancesplash.com/23. Fiverr.com is a website where people basically, they just offer all kinds of different services for only $5. And basically, there's a lot of video stuff out there. So if you just want somebody to make you like a little video commercial or a graphic or something, you can go and search through the different options that they have there. So go check it out. I'll have a link to it in the show notes. Number 10. Talking about using video. If there happens to be a major catastrophe in your area, like there's a major flood or an earthquake or a landslide or any of this kind of stuff, there's absolutely no reason that you can't grab your camera, put on a jacket with your agency name on it, and go out there and interview people or take pictures or just do video of the flood in the street and post it up on YouTube. That's the kind of stuff that, you know, being in the right place at the right time and just taking initiative and going out there and creating that content about that catastrophe, documenting it. There's no reason. You don't have to wait for the news to do that. You can do that. You can be the news. And, you know, there's a lot of potential. I mean, it's more of a reactive thing. You can't plan for this. But if the opportunity strikes and you can create a quick little video or interview homeowners about the flood or their effects or any of that kind of stuff, that can be really cool long-term stuff. And it doesn't have to be professional. People will like it if it's if it kind of looks hacked together. Okay, so that was number 10. Number 11 is to do interviews of your clients after they've had a claim experience. So I already talked about like just testimonials about your agency, but this is almost like a really specific testimonial where you're asking, you know, when you have that person who says their claim is finally finished and they say, John, you know what? I had an awesome, awesome experience with the whole claim thing. It was great. If you can get them in your agency and just ask them, tell me how your claim experience went, and they record that for you, that is awesome material to show to new prospects. And the reason is because, again, it has all the benefits of a third-party testimonial, that it's more believable, people get it. But because it's related to a claim, it also gets your prospects thinking about the fact that they're not just buying insurance, they're buying a relationship with a company who's going to help them at a time when they really need it. And that is powerful stuff during the sales process. So, you know, can you get interviews or testimonials of your clients after they have a claim? That's number 11. Number 12 is to create like a welcome aboard video. And this is one video that you make, and it's what you send to all your new clients to basically like welcome them into the agency. And it could be like informational. So maybe it has like information about your hours and what you guys do and all the different products you sell. Maybe it's just like, it introduces all the staff members of your agency and it asks them maybe to tell, you know, you could just take a quick little video of all your people and say, tell me what is your favorite part about insurance and your philosophy on customer service, right? And then you take a video and you have that. And then you take those four, or those five, or those six videos and you splice them all together, and it could just be one after the next. It doesn't have to be any fancy editing. And you send that to every one of your new clients. Like, that's an incredible way to introduce your client to everybody who's there in your agency. And to, I mean, it's an awesome way to take this really cool, welcoming idea and be able to repeat it new client after new client after new client over and over again without actually having to do all the work for it. So that's number 12, a welcome aboard video. Number 13 is similar idea, but this comes before the sale actually happens. And it's just a video about your agency that you intend to send to all prospects. And really, you know, this could be something like, it could include a bunch of different things. You could include client testimonials. You could include information. You could have the agent owner saying his little piece about, or her little piece about what is so important about insurance and, you know, all this kind of stuff. But you could create a quick little 30 to 60 second video that really sets yourself apart, and it tells everybody what you wish every prospect knew about your agency, but you don't get to tell them all. You take a little bit of time to create that really good, powerful video, and now you have it there for everybody. That was number 13, creating a, you know, sales or about us video, everything you want your prospects to know that you don't always get to tell them. Number 14, just record like a funny little skit about insurance. And I'm not going to tell you exactly what to do here, but just imagine, I mean, what kind of funny things happen in an insurance agency that you could make a silly little skit about? You know, like if Saturday Night Live, if Tina Fey had to write a skit that happened in your agency, what would it be about? And be goofy, be silly. That's what people want to see. You know, they get enough serious stuff from, you know, Allstate and State Farm and all those guys, but they don't get enough goofy stuff. That's where you have to come in. So that was number 14, and I'm actually going to cut it off right there, and I'm going to save the rest for the next podcast episode because I actually got to run right now. So that was 1 through 14 about video marketing ideas. My name is John Carroll. This is Insurance Marketing with John Carroll. You can get notes about this episode and the show notes page, which is at insurancesplash.com/23. If you got any good ideas or you like this podcast, make sure you give me a 5-star review out on iTunes. I appreciate it, and it helps me get out in front of more agents. Have a great day. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to Insurance Marketing with John Carroll, brought to you by insurancesplash.com. Now get out there and sell insurance.